BigTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package would apply expertly by an expert wrestler like myself always works.
And Lindsay Ward, we're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. And of course, girlwork.net. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Oh, this was a fun Raw. I always love holiday shows. They're completely mindless, they don't really move anything along, and it's just fun. Tonight was no exception.
Fun was a good way to put it. Well, the first thing we're going to talk about, and I'm just going to sit here and be quiet, the Wyatt family. Go.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, normally they don't move stuff along on these shows. I lied about this show, because holy crap, they moved New Day and the Wyatts along, and it was perfect. So you have Bray and the kids, they're celebrating the 4th at the compound, they're hanging out in the shed, and they lay down a little challenge to New Day by inviting them out to the compound. Now let's all remember that the Wyatt family's motto, aside from follow the buzzards and run, is don't send us anyone you don't want back. So later in the show, New Day comes out, they make their jokes, they basically imply hillbillies, incest, and inbreeding, you know, all those wonderful things that rednecks are known for, and Bray Wyatt pops up on the monitor with the kids in tow. Basically, the challenge is reissued. They invite New Day out to the compound once again. New Day accepts, saying that they're going to spread the power of positivity. They're going to stop the Wyatt family. They're going to fix all of this. And then Xavier Woods tells Kofi to shut the hell up. Why does Xavier Woods do this? Because he looks at his brothers and he says, I love you guys, but you need to listen to me. The Wyatt family is dangerous. Bray Wyatt is dangerous. We need to think about this. We shouldn't do this, because if we do, we may not survive. This was, I have been waiting for this moment for 2 years, 3 years at this point, where somebody finally acknowledges that the Wyatt family is a threat, that you have someone afraid of the Wyatt family. It has taken them 3 years to get to this point, but they finally got there. This made it. This was storytelling. This was beautiful. Where you have Xavier finally stand up to his fears, be a man, and basically say, look, we need to be careful. Because they have never faced someone like the Wyatt family before. Ever.
Ever.
These guys are immune to their jokes. They don't care. New Day cannot get in their head. Bray Wyatt can get in Xavier's. He can get in Kofi's. He can get in Big E's, and he can reduce them to nothing, and he can come in and take their titles, and that's exactly what the Wyatt family is fixing on doing. And they are that focused on it, that nothing New Day does works, and now it falls down to New Day being able to physically beat 2 7-foot, 300-plus-pound monsters. That's what this is boiling down to. New Day, their jokes, their skits, everything, that's in their arsenal to disarm their opponents. Their arsenal has just been nuked.
Yeah, it has.
So now they have to rely on their physical abilities to get them through this match. And like I said, Big E and Kofi are probably going to work this one, with Xavier playing cheerleader, opposite Bray. Big E's probably the only one in that team that can actually stand up to Rowan and Strowman. Almost said Harper. Wishful thinking. Rowan and Strowman. And stand a ghost of a chance. A
little bit of a chance. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, just looking at it on paper from a physical standpoint.
I just love that this was perfect storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was nice. This was really, really well done. We are now just waiting for the... We're assuming, I guess, that they're going out there next week. Who knows? But yeah, this was beautiful. I love the way that they did this. It was just perfect. Everything about it was perfect.
Yeah, it was. They're a threat. That's what matters. This was great. So, the worst fear in the world was not realized. Titus O'Neil is not the United States champion. Rusev crushed him on Monday Night Raw.
And then he made fun of hot dogs and wieners.
Your little wieners. Happy America Day! Rusev is awesome. He crushed Titus O'Neil. There was a slim chance Titus would win, but he did not. He got crushed.
I kind of feel bad for Titus.
I don't. I don't. I really don't feel bad for Titus at all.
I said kind of.
We had The Miz versus versus Dean Ambrose in a champion versus champion match. Dean Ambrose picked the win. This was a good match.
This was a good match. Dean had a lot of fun in this match, you could tell.
He had a lot of fun in this matchup. Seth Rollins would come out for his scheduled matchup. Dean Ambrose was still there. They have a stare down. Dean pats him on the ass.
Which just freaked all the fangirls out.
Which took us to Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler. But before that, Dean was thought about it, and he starts running to the ring, gets in Seth Rollins' face, and then walks out of the ring and over to the Spanish announce table, and then started doing Spanish commentary.
Which was fantastic.
It was great. And then he did regular commentary. Seth Rollins beat Dolph Ziggler, which was another good match. Then both men, and Seth Rollins was on the announce table. He was talking. He was continuing his campaign to get Roman removed from the match. Called his career a joke. He needs to be taken out of match background so he can get his one-on-one rematch. You know, he's supposed to be a role model for everybody, but he's just like, but you are just like he is. You're always out. You always cut corners, you cheat, you lie. You lie to get the promised land. None of you have worked a day in your stinking lives. Dean got up, told him to shut up a little bit. And then they fought, and he threw the belt at him. Dirty Deeds on the table, and there you go. I like this.
I like this too. I like how they're building this. Like I said, you know, and we've talked about this, is when Roman got taken out due to external circumstances, you needed to rely on Dean and Seth to make the feud. And honestly, if you have to rely on anyone in this match, Dean and Seth are your best choices. They just have that magical chemistry together that you can tell Dean Ambrose's favorite thing in the world is to annoy the crap out of Seth Rollins, and it just works.
Yeah, that's what it does. It works.
And you're basically building it up for when Roman does come back, that he can basically look at Seth and just smack the crap out of him. Because you know Roman Reigns was sitting at home watching that going, "Aw, man." Mm-hmm.
The Golden Truth beat the Vaudevillains. We just now know where the Vaudevillains lie in the tag team ranks.
Poor guys.
You had Fabriz at ringside on that one. You had the Minutemen, the Social Outcast, take on Enzo and Cass. Enzo ran down all the presidents like he did in his Instagram video on television. Enzo and Cass picked up the win. Go ahead, make the joke.
So they're Minutemen. Does that mean that they go from being the hardest to being soft in a minute or less?
The answer is probably yes. How you doing?
Poor Bo's wife. Poor their poor wives. All of them.
All of them. Poor the wives. We had an appearance by everyone's favorite general manager, Vicky Guerrero.
Oh my god.
Vicky wanted to run SmackDown Live. Someone needed to cut her off about a minute in, but they didn't. So she kept rambling.
I'm always happy to see Vicky in very small doses, because Vicky as a character is just a tremendous, tremendous character. They got really lucky and hit gold with her, because she's just that character that you really just love to hate and you want to punch her in the face. Not even lying on that. So it's like Vicky in small doses is great, but just, yeah, it's like she went on a minute too long, because it's like I had her on mute because her voice makes my ears bleed. And I could hear her screeching over the headset because Rock had the sound on.
Yeah.
It was like that loud. It was like, oh my god,
and my stop. And my TV wasn't that loud.
No, it wasn't.
So Monday Night Raw opened up with a food fight. An awesome food fight.
The tradition continues.
The tradition continues. Kevin Owens hid under a table. Heath Slater got put through a table. Sami Zayn was trying to not have everyone eat the beans because they've been contaminated. It was great.
It was awesome.
If you haven't seen it, go find it. Words don't do it justice. It was just awesome.
It was hilarious. Shenanigans at their finest.
And Kevin Owens would say, "This would never happen on Canada Day." And then he got hit in the face with a pie.
And we're all under the working assumption that that is just, you know, that was Sami Zayn who did that.
Yeah. We had John Cena talking about, you know, the club and how it's always, you know, when you fight one member of the club, you fight them all. And he called out the club. Then they came out and they talked about basically what they'd like to do all the time. And that's beat up John Cena, hashtag beat up John Cena day. Whether it's on Christmas or Halloween or Labor Day or even on 4th of July. He talked about the burial and everything like that, but basically the point of the promo was we like beating up John Cena no matter where we do it. And that's sort of what happened there. The club starts beating down John Cena, and then Enzo and Cass make the save, taking out the club. And it was announced at Battleground it will be a 6-man. The club versus Cena and Enzo and Cass.
I'm completely 100% okay with all of this. I'm just saying that.
I like this whole segment. I like the entire segment.
Yeah. The club and AJ, Jake, Cena, that was... They're having Cena play this right, where he's putting over the club and this is perfect, and then just Enzo and Cass showing up. Yes.
Becky Lynch beat Summer Rae in a solid matchup. Made her tap out.
Go, Becky. Go, Becky. It's your birthday.
And we had a promo battle between Charlotte and Sasha Banks. Charlotte would talk about how all her life everyone around her has been jealous because she's the very best at what she does. The proof is that around her waist that she's the women's champion, and there's no one more jealous than Sasha Banks. She mocked this "We Want Sasha" chant. Sasha would come out. Sasha said, "You may be champion, but you will never be her." Charlotte said she doesn't want to be Sasha. "You might be all fooling all these people, but the truth hurts." Sasha said, "Charlotte is everything but being her." Sasha tells Charlotte to hold back her pit bull or she would knock her out. "If it wasn't for you, Dad, she would be champion." She vows to dominate Charlotte. Charlotte says Sasha isn't even part of the conversation. Sasha says she is the conversation. Charlotte points out next week is the anniversary when they debuted, and she has been champion most of the time, and she is the real legit boss. Sasha says Charlotte wishes it was that easy. Sasha says, "A boss is real and not a copy of her dad. A boss throws it down anywhere, anytime." She tells Charlotte that her reign as champion is over. Dana then goes to attack Sasha, misses. Sasha hits Charlotte, but Charlotte kicked her in the face. She was taunting her. Sasha gets back up. Bank statement, Dana pulls her out. This was great.
This was money. This was 100% money. We've all been waiting for Charlotte and Sasha. Here it comes, and they're gonna come like a freight train. I am so excited for this. You don't even know. I'm always excited for Sasha, but they're taking this seriously. They're booking this seriously. They're gonna get something really, really special.
Whenever they do it.
Whenever they decide to pull the trigger on this, which is probably SummerSlam.
If not Battleground.
I think, honestly, Sasha's gonna have to go through Dana before she gets to Charlotte.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think it's going to be Sasha and Dana at Battleground, and then they move to Charlotte and Sasha at SummerSlam for the title.
That would be the way to do it. So, this show has been built around one thing, and that's Team USA versus Team Multi-Alliance, which is the world. We had a Team USA meeting. They were all hyping each other up. Team Canada, or Team Alliance, whatever you want to call them. They all start speaking different languages. We had the question, what is it? Jericho and Kevin tried to get along, but really didn't. Jericho tried to be a leader, really no one was following. And it led to the big 16-man tag, Team USA, Big Show, Bubba Ray, Apollo Crews, Devon, Kane, Mark Henry, Zack Ryder, and Jack Swagger, versus the world. Which was Alberto Del Rio, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Sheamus, Chris Jericho, Cesaro, Sin Cara, and Kalisto. And Team World came out to not their own theme songs, but their national anthems.
Cesaro stripped to the Swiss national anthem. Bye. Done. Just done.
In this matchup, we had a reunion of We the People, as Cesaro and Jack Swagger went face-to-face. The first time they've met each other in a while. We learned Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn can't get along.
No shock there.
No real shock there. Owens used chairs and that got him gone. And what was impressive, Owens hit the pop-up powerbomb on Mark Henry.
Yeah, he did. That was awesome.
Yeah. So, it boiled down to Big Show and Zack Ryder and Sheamus. And Sheamus was like, oh crap, I'm screwed. And Zack Ryder, with the Rough Rider, wins the main event of Monday Night Raw, and Team USA stands tall.
On the 4th of July. Side note, Big Show needs to learn to respect the Hawk, man. You don't grab Sheamus by his mohawk and haul him into the ring. It's no real surprise that Sammy and Kevin couldn't get along. They got along a lot better than I thought they would for longer than they would. So there is that. And of course, things broke down between Team World because, well, it's Team World and they all have problems.
They all just have problems. And speaking of problems, Omega has many problems. All his fantasy points went down the drain.
Somebody check on Omega and make sure he's okay.
We will.
Oh,
we
man,
will.
That sucked.
We will on Sunday on Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday, Facebook and Twitter, WrestleTalkRadio.com. But before then, it's the Rack this Thursday night.
Yes, tune in. We will have news. We will have notes. We are talking NXT. We will have a discussion. And we may have a legendary special guest. We'll keep you filled in on that. So you just have to stay tuned. It's The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. There you go. Saturday Night Midnight is the Steve Ritter, the Weird, the Wacky, Unusual. Go back and listen to last Saturday's episode where King Kittens tries to go 20 for 20 in the top comedy movies of all time. Steve Ritter Live, Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob When a Celebrity Dies. And yeah, we'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post at 11:10 p.m. Eastern along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, I'm good.
Follow me on Twitter at LynnSward, LynnSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LynnSward, same as the Twitter.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. And go to MBG1211.wordpress.com for Matt Goldberg's new blog. He has a blog.
Look at him getting all fancy.
I know. So, she's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. Right back here for our Raw Post Show. 11:10 p.m. Eastern right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Happy 4th of July, everybody.